Blog Talk Radio.
Joseph and Benjamin.
We are the 12 tribes of Israel.
My sister, can you agree with the spirit of what that brother was talking about? I know some of y'all saying, well, he mentioned Jesus in there. I ain't no J in Hebrew. Stay with the spirit. Do you want it all back? Everything the enemy stole from us, including us not knowing the proper names of the Most High and all this, do you want all it back? And we don't want to call him by the right name and have the wrong spirit and end up finding ourselves in a lake of fire. So we don't want to do that. But, I mean, definitely if we are calling on the Most High or the Messiah, wrong name, we definitely want to correct that. That's knowledge. No beef with that. I had a brother correct me earlier when I sent out a reminder. And there's many names. The problem with the whole knowledge of this is it seems like it changes every month. So people really, my brothers and sisters, really should have patience on everybody. No, there was no J in the Hebrew language. But do you want it all back? Do you want it all back? Speaking of wanting it all back and being in your proper place and getting the blessings of the Most High, we got to do one thing first. We got to figure out what in the world is going on in our society. Because if we are not on the right path we still thinking this country is great and we live in a democracy, and if y'all pro-democracy versus pro-kingdom, if y'all pro-America versus pro-kingdom, no believer that call himself walking after the Most High, we'll just say Most High, be on the safe side. Nobody following the Most High is supposed to be pro any one country. You're supposed to be pro the planet. It's man that came along and, you know, got us all divided. There's really only 70 nations anyway, according to Genesis 10. So anyway, before I get too deep, I want to thank everybody that's already in the chat room. Got quite a few people. More is coming. And, just want to thank y'all for that, being on time. And on time is very important. We'll have more. Most of the people will come in late, but it's always good to see people on time. Okay, you miss a little bit of this and a little bit of that, especially with five smooth stones. Anyway, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Five Smooth Stones. I'm Brother Seth. And I'll just, again, want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. You could be doing so many other things, especially those of y'all on the East Coast. I really respect y'all. It's 1 o'clock in the morning there, and for you to be up this time of night listening to a show like this tells me you are not your typical gullible listener, because we say very controversial things. As a matter of fact, if I had a bigger audience, I probably wouldn't live very long. You know, they don't mind you saying whatever, as long as you don't have a mass following, as long as people don't take you serious. You can say whatever. You can have all kind of truth. They don't care. Powers that be is looking at how powerful are you. But never underestimate a person walking with the Most High. Most High can have one person listen to this show that can be responsible for millions. It may not even be me. And I'm not really so much caring about whether or not I be famous or nothing like that. What I want so bad is to wake up a people. Who is that people? First, it's my own household, Israel. Or the proper would be Israel, the proper way to say it. Since I got a lot of Israelites I invited tonight, I've got to make sure I say everything correct. But again, listen to the heart of what we're saying tonight. My first concern is that those 12 lost tribes are reattached, as the book of Ezekiel talks about in chapter 37. I want to see the dry bones pick up flesh again and live. That's my house. That's my household. That's where I'm from. That's my lineage. My life, my lineage, my people live out Deuteronomy 28 characteristics. We are Yisrael. First and foremost, this message is to them. But then I love the people of the planet like the Most High does. And I want all people of all persuasions to know exactly what is going on. So on Thursday nights, we call this show the New World Order Watch Society. We are watching as a small, tiny society of people, bloggers. We are a tiny group of people watching, analyzing, dissecting the New World Order as it relates to the true house of Israel and the world at large. Many of you know that Israel is a type of clock. Israel is a type of clock. Certain things is going to happen on our planet, or certain things won't happen on our planet until Israel does this, that, and the other. The more you study things like the Masons, more you study things like not just the Masonry, but New World Order, One World Society, Illuminati is the name I couldn't think of. But the more you study these people, the more you keep hearing this name, Israel. Israel. Israel is going to become a nation. Israel is going to do this. Israel is going to do that. The awakening up of Israelites all over the planet is a part of prophecy. And tonight we're not really designed to get into that part of it. Tonight we want to look at what is going on around us, a lot of things y'all hearing in the news. And remember, when you study prophecy from a Hebraic standpoint, you don't look at exactly what you see in the news, because that's like leaves. There's another level. There's branches, but then that ain't the level. There's a higher level than that. There is also roots. Folks, there was an old fight brewing a long time ago in the heavens between the Creator and one of his created talented being named Lucifer. This fight is old, and it materializes in all kind of things right before our eyes, and we have no clue. We think we're in war with a white man, which is foolishness, because some of y'all marry white people. Some of us marry white people. I'm not married to a white lady, but I'm just saying I'm not against it, especially if they seek the Most High, because the Bible, that's the only union don't approve of, is the believer marrying the unbeliever. Israel was forbidden to marry because these people were ungodly, or they didn't seek the Most High. But if they were those that fought the Most High, then you could get into the lineage. It's proven that over and over again. So, anyway, folks, tonight we're talking about the New World Order. What is going on in our world? What's really going on? Not what you see with your eyes, because what you see with your eyes, again, is the final. That's just what's happening to natural. And what the natural realm ain't about nothing. I mean, for real. I shouldn't say it's not about nothing, but it's so, it can be so controlled. It can be so predictable. I mean, the natural realm, and then most of us don't have the kind of money and influence and power to get in the back room and see what's going on. So you can't trust nothing you see.
You can't trust nothing you see. You can't trust nothing you see. There are people that are filthy rich. Actually, rich people ain't even, they are not even the ones. The word I'm looking for is powerful people. There are some powerful people walking around here. They go to Walmart. They go to all the stores some of y'all go to. But they're not like you. They are different. They know some stuff you don't know. They know some stuff about the spiritual realm that will scare you and almost cause you to go into insanity if somebody told you. You need a whole lot of counseling to digest what some people are walking around with in their head. There are people that talk to the dead. It's a gift. I can show you in the scripture. Saul went to a woman with a familiar spirit to call up Samuel to find out whether or not he was going to win the war against the Philistines. And Samuel, the dead man, spoke to this woman and told him. Some of y'all say, oh, that's evil. Is it? But why would Samuel, one of the most high, most anointed, probably the most anointed priest ever outside of Messiah, why would he speak to that woman and tell Saul the honest truth? That wasn't a devil. That's too deep. Too deep, too quick. But trust me, there are people that know secrets. There are angels walking around. The Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. Now, I know that'll flip y'all out. Half of y'all probably ready to leave right now because you don't understand. You think you're ready for what's going on. You think you want to know the truth. I'm going to say this. It was in a movie, very infamous quote. You can't handle the truth, some of y'all. No matter how bad we want to, some of us just can't handle the truth. I think I can handle some truth, right? But even I, no matter how bad you want to know some things you can't handle. Oh, I want to know. I want the truth. No, whatever it is, I want to know. I want to, the Most High said, and I'm ready to. I don't. No, you're not. Trust me. It's you can't be a baby and jump from being a baby to an adult because of two or three revelations. It don't work like that. Some things are going to offend you. Some things are going to make you upset. Some things are going to make you almost want to look up at the heavens and curse. Some things you're not going to understand. So what do? You just keep chopping at it. You keep walking with the Most High, being true to Him, serving Him, thanking Him, rejoicing in Him. Remember, that's what happened to the Israelites at first. That's why they went into captivity in the first place. It wasn't joyous. It wasn't joyous. It wasn't praising the Most High, is what the scripture says. So tonight, we're going to get into something pretty deep. Got a brother that may call. Brother Joseph said he was going to join us a little later on. And he's going to say some things that's going to sound crazy. Maybe some of it is crazy. I doubt it. But Brother Joseph is known to say some things that sound just cuckoo. But he also has been known to say some things that's profound. I warn you, listen to it, write it down, go research it. Listen to it, write it down, go research it. My job tonight is try to get from him sources for the things he say. But I got a lot of things to share with you before he even come on the line, and while he's on the line, equally, that might be equally hard to maintain. Now, folks, I'm gonna warn y'all tonight. I didn't put the warning on the show, but I'm gonna warn y'all. This is not for everybody. This show is not for everybody. Pastor Elvira Craig said, "Yes, it was evil." What do you mean? Yes, it was evil. I'm trying to figure. What she's saying. I'm sure she got a good point. I want to know what it is. Please, Pastor, clarify that up. And just again, welcome everybody in the chat room. I hadn't got a chance to really say welcome to every single person. I want to thank y'all and those on the phone lines. Remember, if you have a question and you're on the phone lines, you got to press 1. If you're in the chat room and you have a question, don't y'all all start chatting at the same time. Now, normally that chat room is lit up. I guess some of y'all, just like I am, just kind of starting out slow here, but if you have a question in the chat room, please type your question. Put question marks all over it before and after it so it'll stand out. If you can, go down and use the little color thing. If you click where it says all users, click the arrow right beside all users. Hold on, let's see here. If you click, you can sometimes even color. It'd be nice if y'all just put a color behind your it don't matter. Just let me know with question marks, which if you have a question. But folks, what are we? What is going on? We got all this stuff with McCain. Some of these people is so powerless. This whole presidential race is such a distraction. It don't matter who get in there. They're already picked by the powers that be. Did you know that? Do you really think voting gets our president? Okay, here's the first thing we'll talk about briefly. If you want to understand truly what's going on in our planet and you want to be the reason why we want you to know what's going on, so you won't support the wicked. The reason why we want you to know what's going on is so you won't support the wicked. The reason why we want you to know what's going on is so you won't support the wicked. Too much support from the believers, from the righteous. Too many righteous people are supporting wicked people because they didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm not saying don't vote, because our forefathers work hard to do that. So I vote if nothing more than just out of respect for those that work hard for it. But do I really believe what I'm doing? No. Why do you do it? I just said it. I vote for out of respect for my elders that fought so hard for us to have that right. I vote. And maybe some of these votes are counted, and then others are, you know, hackers can hack into it. Nobody talk about that. There's people that can hack into it. Electronic voting is just, I like the boxes. But this electronic voting, please, that race belongs to the New World Order, always have been. They picked all of our presidents. It don't matter who did it in there. They don't have no power. No way. You see that happening with your president, President Barack Obama. Please say president. I mean, it's a black man. I know some of y'all don't like him, but we call every other president president. Why would we get people in there that look like us, those of us that happen to be black? And even if you're white, one of our white brothers and sisters listening tonight, same thing. Respect the man. Call him president, please. President Barack Obama. But anyway, you see how powerless he is when he starts talking to those bankers and trying to get them. Man, our world is taken a long time ago. I got a little clip I want y'all to hear. This is going to blow some of y'all away. Hopefully this clip won't run y'all away, but check this out. This is going to give you an idea of what I mean, okay, of how powerless the president is. Listen to this. Listen to this. Very good. This is a clip. It's going to be about 4 minutes, but I'm telling you, this is going to nail down my first point that I'm trying to get to y'all tonight. Check this out. It's coming. It's on. It's just... Check this out. Now, I'm sorry, I got to say this before this even starts. What's happening is somebody's about to get told off. They've had a show, a talk show, a live show, millions of people could hear, and they was talking about the corporations, how we need to go out and tell these corporations, hell no, we can't take it no more, and go out and speak out against these corporations, let's lobby against these corporations, these wicked people, let's go out and shut them down. Now, one of the top businessmen is about to talk to this talk show host and let him know how he feel. Watch this. This is very interesting to give you a good insight on who really is in control of our planet. We no longer have nations like y'all think of nations, but they'll make this plain, this video. Check this out, this audio. Check this out, please.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beal, and I won't have it. Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rands, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock. All necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused.
And that is a nice, I always like this little clip. I mean, I know it's television, but this was one of those shows that got a lot of ratings back when this show used to come on. And it's a very important point proved in this. Sometimes you can learn a little bit from Hollywood. Again, you can't put all your marbles on what they say, but that right there is just says it is so much true. There is no country. For anybody running around here with loyalty to the United States or loyalty to the Soviet Union or loyalty to China, and you call yourself one of those persons that really understand what's going on, you or in elementary school, or maybe even preschool, we have advanced so far past that. You know, and wicked people, when it gets very, very wicked, they really all want a little family. Some of them going to look Chinese. And they are in the bed with the United States that look European. Who is in the bed with some people that might look African. Now, I don't think Africa have a strong hand. I'm not just saying because they're black, but you'd never hear about African leaders at the very top of the New World Order. So that is a good thing. We know that there's a place to go when stuff go to hell because America forecast does not look good. And that's one of the things I want to talk about tonight is the day the dollar died. The day the dollar died. There is a video on YouTube. But it's not just on YouTube, it's on other places on the net. And here is another time where somebody actually took the time out to put together a video letting you know in layman's terms exactly what will happen. Folks, don't listen to it now while I'm trying to talk, of course, but make a note of it and listen to it later. But the day the dollar died is, I'm telling you, it's very, very depressing. As a matter of fact, I think I can chew it up for you. But, It's one of those things that'll rattle you if you haven't heard, if you haven't seen the video. let you know exactly how this picture is going to look if, in fact, the dollar would die. Very realistic video by an economist, respected economist, and I want to share that with y'all. If I can cue it up, I'll try to grab it here while I'm talking. But anyway, like I said earlier, Brother Joseph is going to join us, and y'all know how he always have a lot of things to share. So I kind of want to brace y'all before he calls, because a lot of times when people are talking about what's going on, and it sounds like it's just crazy. It's not so much crazy. It's just, like I said earlier, many of us just can't handle the truth. And it don't mean because something is out there and weird sounding that it's true. Sometimes it's out there and weird sounding, and it's just that, out there and weird sounding. It ain't got no truth to it. But there's a lot of things going on, folks, that, again, you just simply wouldn't believe. First thing I talked about, like I was just saying, is we got to get out of being so pro-America, pro-America, pro-America. I mean, I know a lot of y'all, you fought in our wars. You know, you got a lineage of forefathers that fought in wars, and you feel like you really get emotional when you hear the Star Spangled Banner. You really get emotional when people start talking about democracy. You know, you really get emotional when people start talking about the founding fathers, especially a lot of you white people, a lot of you white brothers, a lot of our white brothers and sisters, I should say. Y'all really get into that. And I just feel sorry for a lot of y'all, you know, because it's going to be hard for you to accept the truth that the dollar one day is going to die, that America holds as a number one nation. Whatever that means, I never know if I really bought that, that they was the number one nation. But, folks, that is that is going to change. If she ever was number one, you know, I think America was number one as far as economically. I never have respected her morally. Nobody can ever say that our marriage is our number one. We have the number one marriages. We stay together more than anybody else. That's what makes up a nation. Nobody can say that our children are number one. You know, they respect their elders, and they follow the path of their elders and the culture that's handed down to them. Our young people are such rebels, it scares most people away even when they do come here. Our way of life is killing us, literally. Our diet is like cancer. Like they're saying, one out of four of us is going to get cancer. I'm not necessarily believing that, but I'm just saying these are what the professionals are saying. One out of four people, they probably should heed what they're saying. They know. They look at these numbers every day. They're the ones that's waiting on patients. They're the ones that's keeping up with the statistics. One out of four people is going to have cancer. When you and your family get together, how many is it? It's more than four. What I'm saying is, what is so great about America? I mean, yes, this is my home. It's all I know. And I love this country to a certain degree, but there's some things about it I hate. I just flat out hate, and you should too. Are you just so blind you just think everything is wonderful about this country? This is not a show where we sit around and just bash America with no facts. And folks, we got to look at what is going on in our world. We got to look at the fact and acknowledge the fact and own up to the fact that we are the world's greatest enemy to the planet itself, the United States of America. What our way of life is destroying the planet. It ain't just me saying that, folks. There's thousands of activists and politicians and leaders all across our world saying the same thing. The West is the problem. When I'm talking about the West, I'm not talking about just the United States. I'm talking about EU, European Union, basically white nations. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. Japan has a little piece they want to be. But, I mean, these powerful nations, military speaking, military might, they are causing havoc on the planet in every tiny aspect of life. You just name any era politically. They're causing havoc. These nations, This whole business of us inventing money from thin air on Wall Street, oh my goodness, that has got to be where Satan himself hang out at. Where these people can literally sit at their computer and just create money from thin air. Thin air. That right there is, we don't have to go any further. If I told you there was somebody sitting around with a money machine in their house making money, automatically you know what that means. That's what the United States is doing. We're just printing money that's based with nothing. That's why they had to take out Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. We did a show on him and the great things he did. Yes, great things he did for the continent of Africa. Again, if you're listening to CNN, ABC, CBS, I sound cuckoo because he was a terrorist. Not according to the Minister Farrakhan, not according to many other African leaders, not according to a lot of world leaders. They say Gaddafi was one of the main ones to help Africa stay afloat. He's the one that created this organization very similar to the United Nations that they have in Africa. That constantly want to do things for the sake of Africa. He's the one that was going to introduce this new currency backed by gold. And Africa has gold, right? So this currency, these African nations that have gold but maybe, you know, experience some poverty would be able to just come out of the ashes quickly. You know, Gaddafi was that nation was a very, very wealthy nation. I don't think we understand how much money this man had. Everybody want to make him look like a fool and like a pimp and all these other, because he did dress weird out of anybody, most weirdest dressing leader I know. But that man was crazy rich. His country was filthy rich. Serious dollars, serious gold, serious resources, serious internet, international connections. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi was no joke. And they put a bullet in his head because he was going to introduce a currency that was going to derail the dollar. But they're not going to be able to stop it very long. The dollar is going to be debased. You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, it talks about how the Most High raises up a whore. He don't raise up a whore. He talks about a whore in the book of Revelation, and they call this whore Mystery Babylon. Later on, about the 13th verse, somewhere around there, it talks about how the Most High raises up these 10 nations, call them horns, 10 horns, which represented 10 nations, and he said he put it in these 10 nations. He put it in these 10 nations. He put it in these 10 nations to hate the whore and to make her destitute and to burn her with fire. There are nations conspiring against the United States. And some of y'all saying, oh, that's good. There's some good news thrown out there, brother. Keep going. But do you know that there's some higher than that? Do you know that that's still probably not leaves, but that might be branches? But it gets deeper than that. There's two kingdoms fighting each other. The kingdom of the Most High and the New World Order. The New World Order, the people that if you study the New World Order, I have a book that one of these days I'm going to open up this book. I mean, I read it, but I'm going to open it up to y'all and literally go through this book. It's like 600 pages. I'm going to name some folk and some organizations that exist right now. You can get in a plane and fly and go through these institutions. These institutions are notorious for being having secret society, elements of them being a secret, divisions of them being a part of a secret society all throughout history. There are probably, I don't even know how many is in this book, but I know this book is like 600 pages, but it just names all of these organizations and how they work and what they, it just goes through a lot of their beliefs, their rituals, what the secrets are, what are they about, and you know what's at the bottom of most of these secret societies? Most of these secret societies, not a one of them is atheist. Not a one of them. If somebody is an atheist, they can never, ever be a part of the New World Order. These people believe in Satan. That is the first one of the first questions I ask when somebody calls themselves, you know, really studying the New World Order. I said, do you believe in the Most High? Do you believe there is a being, a higher being? If they start talking about, well, no, I'm an atheist, you might as well just say, hey, look, I'll talk to you later. Because, folks, the people that run this world, think about it. If you had enough money to tap into anybody's phone line and hear religious people talk, you can have the power to listen to people like T.D. Jakes. I mean, anybody that call themselves a powerful minister, you can listen to even people in the Vatican. I mean, if you have that kind of money and that kind of power, and you really can find out what they're talking about, then you will know whether or not there is a God. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let's say somebody experienced a miracle, and it's a notorious miracle that everybody all across the world. If you was a very wealthy man, you have the power of the wherewithal to hire people to go investigate if the thing is really true. And your staff of 20 can come back and say, you know, sir, these things are true. We investigated. Do you think you're going to stay an atheist? You got the powers to, if you got the power, money gives you power to find out truth. Ignorant people that are, if you're ignorant, then you can't be powerful. Powerful people, that's one of the first things they get is knowledge, how they're powerful. So if you got money and power and influence, there is no way in the world with all of your power and influence how you can get into the back room and see what's really going on. There's no way in the world you're going to be an atheist. You will know about evil spirits. When I talk about my experience with evil spirits, and I've talked about that in one of my, in about three episodes I did on spiritual warfare, and I talked about evil spirits and people I knew that was possessed and what we did and how we got them free. And I mean, we talk about serious dealings with folks that had no control over their facial features. I mean, demonic possession and demonic oppression. All right, if you want those person that really know what's going on in our world, and you want to, you know, the person to understand the new world order and what is going on, the kingdoms at war and the heavenlies and angels, angels not fallen and angels that are fallen, which is evil spirits. If you know these things, I mean, if you are a powerful person, you're going to know these things because you will have investigated every time you've ever heard of this, and you will say, no, that's not no emotionalism. Some of y'all say, oh, that's just emotionalism, man. I don't believe in that. Well, there are people that actually know. They get a hold of doctors and say, did so-and-so come to you and was diagnosed with cancer? Yes, sir. But what exactly happened? They can send staff. They can send investigators, private investigators sometimes, to even find out what exactly happened. And when those doctors look inside of those people's eyes and say to them, it's something I don't understand. They did have ovarian cancer. But when I did the test again, then I saw no trace. Okay, how can you remain an atheist if you're doing reports like that, you're going behind the scene and finding out what's really going on because you have the money and the influence, and you start hearing hundreds and hundreds of cases of real power? These people are not atheists. Oh, no, they're not. You think... the story about Saul I mentioned earlier, how he called on a woman to bring forth Samuel from the dead to talk to Samuel to find out whether or not Israel was going to win a battle. You think that you might have a hard time believing that. You might have a hard time digesting. Oh, that just means typology. It didn't really happen. What happened was, in the Greek, it really said, okay, some people just don't believe. But again, if the Most High created us, what is it to him? Give somebody a gift like that. If somebody's sitting around making people, they're that powerful to where they can make a human being, why wouldn't y'all think this little other small minor stuff is possible? Of course there's people that can talk to the dead. Of course there's people you probably seen with your eyes today. I'm sure there's not a lot of them, but you probably have seen them in your lifetime. They have that talent. And these powerful people, this new world order, the secret society, these folks have the wherewithal. These people have the wherewithal to know what I'm saying. They know it. I mean, think about it. People sitting around, they know it. And they hate the believers. They hate because they are in cahoots with Satan. A lot of these people have problems with the Most High. Because they find out, I'm going to get deep here, Brother Joseph, if that's you on the line, I see one of the lines just popped on. I think that's your number. from the past, but that's you press one. But think about this, folks. You got enough money, tap phone lines. I mean, you can hire staff to just constantly hack into churches, hack into all, including the Vatican. You can hack. You know the proper name to call the Most High because you got all that information. You know what his name was. You know whether or not the Messiah is who he say he is. I mean, you know, there are people walking around here, folks, living under the same sun and sky as we're living under, and I'm telling you, they're not like us. You really think people like George Bush, them, when they go out to eat and they're having tea, you really think that they talk about the things we talk about? When these people talk about war, they don't think of it like we're thinking of it. Oh, people are going to die. They're looking at the end result of the war, and whoever died just died. It ain't going to be their kid. These are some wicked people, folks. I don't think we can. Anyway, let me get into some more deeper things. I was trying to kind of get y'all ready to go a little deeper, but let's just do this. Now, how many of you, let me see here, before I move on, I want to make sure thank you. Boy, that tell you, that Victim to Victorious is something else. I appreciate that, brother. He posted a link of the Day of the Dollar Diet. Folks, please don't listen to the Day of the Dollar Diet. What Brother Seth is on the line. I mean, otherwise, y'all tune me out. But that's a very good link that he sent. And go there and just bookmark it and then go back to it later. But that is what we're talking about. Actually, we're going to play that here in a second. I'm trying to actually load it up. So y'all just give me a minute, and I'll have it up, and we can all listen. All right? But just note it. Right-click, pull up in another screen, and just know that we will talk about it. But it's something to be concerned about. It's going to happen. And I hope you're ready. Hope you're ready. And let me just do this because I'm looking and I don't see anything if this is ready to upload here. But anyway, I didn't purpose at the beginning to play that, but I guess I will. Let's see here. Here we go. But anyway, it's believers. It's those that, and some of y'all don't even know if you believe in the Bible. You really suspect. All of us is suspect. You're not really a fan of the Bible. Some of y'all like that. And I understand, but you still know that New World Order is real. George Bush and the Angus Woodland, Dixie, when they talk about a New World Order, y'all know these are very powerful people. Clinton spoke about it. JFK spoke about it. This thing is real, real, real. So what are we to do as believers? What are we to do? What's our job? Okay, the dollar's going to die. All right, there's going to be mayhem. There may be a martial law. What do we do as believers? I mean, for real, what do you do? Well, I don't know about y'all, but if I knew for a fact that martial law was coming, I mean really, seriously, without any emotions, just, I mean, hardcore facts, it's coming. What would I do? I think wherever you go, there's going to be problems. Wherever you go, there's going to be pain. Wherever you go, there's going to be, challenges. I don't know that leaving the United States would be the best solution. I think that you could be in the storm and he still take care of you, but I do think some of us are going to have to flat out get out of this country. So this is what I say for those that got a little extra money in the bank. You need to make sure you have a one-way, if not round trip, at least a one-way ticket. They're very inexpensive if you have a one-way ticket to somewhere outside of the United States. Preferably the Caribbean, something a non-threat, no drama type of place where you don't have to worry about a war breaking out, okay? Some like the Caribbean, getting away from the United States. But when there is martial law, if you think tomorrow is all going to be martial law everywhere, they don't have enough manpower to throw us all in jail. Some of y'all got to think these things through before y'all make these accusations. Some is just crazy. Yes, there is going to be a type of martial law. Yes, there is going to be panic. Yes, there is going to be a run on food and run on oil. Yes, 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 all that is true. But what does that mean? I mean, look at what has happened. Learn from the past. When have you ever seen it just so crazy where everybody on the planet is oppressed. Everybody on in the United States, y'all bear with me, I'm trying to do two, three things here at the same time. But when have y'all ever seen everybody in the United States oppressed? It's just impossible. There's farmlands, there's thousands and thousands of acres of farmland in the United States, and people won't see any drama no matter what goes down in the United States because they don't have enough military and military personnel to just harass all of us. So I don't think you're never going to have to really all just leave the United States. I don't believe that. I just don't think they have enough manpower to make that happen. Simple. When somebody starts talking like this, I say, well, explain to me how it's going to happen. How does this all look? Okay, martial law, what does that mean? They're going to try to throw everybody in jail. They need us. The government is going to need too many of us to throw us all in jail. It just don't make sense. Some of the stuff people are saying just don't make sense. There's nowhere in the world they're going to put citizens that produce, that is law-abiding, that's hard-working. There's nowhere in the world they're going to stop the slavery. That's the whole purpose of Satan. He wants to enslave mankind. Why are you going to have everybody in prison? It just don't make sense. So how are we going to fall? I think it's going to be a little deeper than that. I think the slavery has already started. Don't you feel lifeless sometimes? Don't you feel like you're being just used sometimes? Don't you feel like it's already happening? We've already received the mark. Some people talk about the mark of the beast. I think it's a trick, like my stepfather did. It's the one time I agree with him on something. He talks about how that the mark of the beast is not something that they're going to put on your hand or in your wrist, some little. He said if they insert a metal piece or a barcode inside of your skin, you can ask for forgiveness for that. They slide something in you and say, okay, you're receiving the mark of the beast, and you find out you receive the mark of the beast. You can just pop it out and say, Father, forgive me. You don't have to pop it out and say, Father, forgive me. Is the Father not going to forgive you? The scripture says he's going to forgive you. But that can't be. Because when you receive this mark, when you receive this mark of the beast, listen to me. You receive the mark of the beast, folks. You cannot be forgiven, according to Scripture. So what exactly is the mark of the beast? Remember, it's the number of a man, 666. What do you mean, Brother Seth, when you say the number of a man? Man is 666. We are three parts. Six, it just means that you are going to do your own thing. We're going to be a six. That's the number of a man, six. The number of the Most High is seven. Instead of us being a 777 in the three areas of life, let me see if I remember the three areas. I wasn't planning on talking about this. But it's spirit, it's body, and it's soul. So when we make decisions based upon what we want in the spirit realm, that's a six. Like we're being a six where spirituality is concerned. When we do what we want to do with our body, that's going to mean finances and all that stuff. This is going to be physical, the physical realm. We do what we want to do in this realm. That make us a six. That's the number of a man. And when we do what when we think the thoughts, which is spiritual, soul. The soul is the mind, will, and emotion. When we take that area of life and don't submit it to the Most High, and don't do things His way, where it relates to the soul, the mind, will, and emotion, we again become a six. We are a man, just a mere man, a 666. But the Most High, some of y'all know what I'm talking about because y'all studied the Bible. You understand the 666 versus 777. Some of y'all saying, what in the world are you talking about? Stay with me. This ain't no nothing made up. It's all throughout the Bible, sixes and sevens. When mankind do things his way, this is the number of a man. We don't want to be the number of a man. We want to be a number of what the Most High made us. We were made to be imitators of God, 777. Like Christ was also almost stoned because he said, you know, they said, we're not going to stone you for doing great works. We're going to stone you because you just said that we're equal with God. And Christ should have said, no, that ain't what I was saying. But he said, haven't you heard what David said? That ye are gods. but you're going to die as mere men because of your sins. We were made to be 777. That's all the mark of the beast means. Now, when you get this, you do what you want to with your spirit, do what you want to with your body, and the taking care of the body, which is going to include finances, and then the soul, your mind, your will, emotions, all of that is what you want to do. You can't be forgiven for that because you just rejected the Messiah in every aspect of your life. Now, that you can't be forgiven for, but getting something put on your head, just a little implant in your forearm, that's not 666. Think. Come on, think with me. You might not understand that quick scenario I went with the 666, but it's in the Bible. It's the number of a man. For it. It's called the number of a man. We're supposed to be striving to be little gods under the big God. If I can use the word God, I know some of y'all don't like that name, God, but Elohim, whatever you want to go by. So that's all 666 is. It's a man making his own decisions, creating his own world in every aspect of his being, spirit, soul, and body. He's choosing to be a man or a six. That's the number of a man. I know some of y'all is like, what? That's okay. We can go a little deeper on that, and I can make it very clear. I promise you I can make that clear. All right, but I want to do something. I said I would play, let y'all hear the day the dollar died. Brace yourself, because I got it, and I want to play it. The day the dollar died. Folks, don't lose hope when y'all hear this. This right here, when I first listened to this thing, and it ain't that long, but it's just so darn gloomy. It'll scare you if you never heard it before. I'm telling you. I'm warning you. So brace yourself, and let's listen to the day the dollar died, and let's talk about it afterwards, okay? This is, again, the clip, the day the dollar died. It's available on YouTube, and so you can listen. I'm just trying to find it here. But anyway, as long as we have the Most High on our side, we don't have to panic. We don't have to worry. We are going to be victorious. If they start martial law in the United States, so what? How is that going to affect you? You listen to the Holy Spirit. He's leading and guiding you. You might even wax to be a wealthy person in the middle of all of this calamity. Don't never doubt or don't ever worry about all of this stuff. It's not going to affect you or your family if you trust the Most High and listen to His guidance. He is going to take care of you. Check this out.
The following is a fictional story of events that may happen in the near future. 8 a.m., New York Stock Exchange. It's a cold, breezy day on Wall Street as markets await the Federal Reserve's announcement for QE4. Futures are up significantly. The Dow Jones just breached its 2008 high of 14,164. Gold just hit an all-time high of 2,900. Silver just breached $100 per ounce. The dollar index is holding at 53. With official unemployment at 16.3%, there's a nervous feeling on Wall Street that if this doesn't work, the world could implode into a depression that will last for the remainder of the decade. 8:19 a.m., Beijing. Chinese officials announced that they can no longer allow Washington to devalue their holdings. After making their concerns private, China accepts that Washington will never stop paying its debt with inflated currency. China makes an official statement from Beijing, quote, "We have made our concerns known privately for some time. With QE4 about to be announced today, China will have no choice but to stop purchasing U.S. treasuries. We have allowed Washington to try to work through their imbalances for 4 years. But with global inflation and U.S. consumers rapidly shrinking as a percentage of global GDP, we feel that a Western recovery is unlikely until they reform their entitlement programs." 8:45 a.m., New York Stock Exchange. Upon hearing the statement from China, Dow futures have a sharp reversal and begin to drop. Gold leaps past $3,000 per ounce, up $150 per ounce in the last 26 minutes. CNBC awaits a statement from the White House. 8:50 a.m., Washington, D.C. The president makes an official statement to calm investors' fears. He tells Americans that he has spoken with several G20 leaders. They have assured him that they will continue to increase their purchase of treasuries and believe that a strong U.S. economy is the only thing that will bring back global prosperity. He has also spoken to Chairman Bernanke, who assures him that a strong dollar will be the result of QE4. The president also reminds Americans that his recent New Deal recovery programs that he passed through executive order will increase the likelihood of a lasting recovery. He also notes that Beijing, since 2009, has slowly been reducing their holdings, so the impact will be minimal. 9:51 a.m., New York. Dow futures fall 850 points in the first 20 minutes of trading. Markets are halted for 1 hour by the authorities. 10 a.m., Main Street, America. The news about the stock market in China has now spread. A panic begins to set in, and unprepared Americans rush to the grocery store. In an attempt to purchase food and water, Americans that didn't know what was going on are alerted by all of the news stories and panic buying. Within 50 minutes, there is a nationwide rush to the stores. Empty store shelves in America become a reality. 10:52 a.m., New York. Markets reopen and the Dow Jones resumes its collapse. Investors around the world join the sell-off in bonds and stocks and begin to purchase commodities. Unlike the panic of 2008, this time commodities are seen as the only safe haven from a dollar crisis. 11:30 a.m., New York. The Dow falls 1,700 points since reopening. Trading is halted for at least 2 hours. The Federal Reserve injects $200 billion into the markets and announces that QE4 will be delayed until further notice. Congress is called back to D.C. for an emergency joint session. Some members of Congress are saying that they consider China's statement a financial attack. 12 p.m., Main Street, America. Several cities begin to see civil unrest after grocery stores are forced to close. Traffic in the streets and violence break out. The president puts the National Guard on alert for a possible deployment onto U.S. streets if things don't get under control soon. Several news agencies are reporting injuries at grocery chains and call for the authorities to do something before it gets worse. 12:15 p.m., Toronto, Canada. George Soros tells CNBC that a run on treasuries is imminent and that there is nothing the government can do to stop it. He says it is unfortunate that a controlled decline of the dollar was not coordinated better over the years. Today really could have been avoided if not for the Tea Party politicians who demanded fiscal responsibility and a constitutional government. 3 p.m. Gold closes at $11.53 for the day at $4,053 per ounce. Silver closes at $173 per ounce. The president announces that due to civil unrest in some areas of the country, U.S. stock markets will remain closed for the rest of the day. With the exception of mining and other inflation-related stocks, the majority of U.S. stocks are down significantly due to the sell-off and flight to safety in commodities. The Federal Reserve announces that it will begin to purchase U.S. treasuries and stocks in order to stabilize the market. But this only feeds investors' fears of a full-blown treasury run and collapse of the dollar. 6 p.m., Asia. Asian markets begin a massive sell-off. Dollar collapse rumors begin to take hold of the market. CNBC Asia looks into a possible COMEX default and complete breakdown in the U.S. economy. Gold spikes in Asia, up $17.50 in the first complete hour of trading. Gold is now at $58.03. 7 p.m., gold and silver bullion dealers across the world have suspended all sales due to no inventory. A COMEX default is now expected. Several central bank representatives propose a freeze on currency markets and a fixed devaluation of the U.S. dollar in order to calm investors. 7:30 p.m., the United States. The sun sets on America. In the last 12 hours, the world has changed. Americans are glued to their televisions, taking a crash course on a debauched currency. Smoke from fires in the cities have put a dark cloud over the nation. 7:45, the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve announces it will inject $1.5 trillion into the market in order to stop any further decline in stocks. 7:55 p.m., OPEC. The final nail in the coffin. OPEC nations halt oil trades in U.S. dollars until further notice. They will only accept euros, renminbi, or gold. 7:59 p.m., the Federal Reserve's announcement to inject $1.5 trillion into the markets causes a sharp reversal in overseas markets. Stocks begin to rally even as Main Street melts down. 8 p.m., Manhattan. Gerard Adams, president of the National Inflation Association, sends out an urgent email alert. In it, he informs members that it is with great sadness that the time to warn and prepare Americans for hyperinflation has ended.
What do you think? Can it happen? Will it happen?
I'll tell you one thing. I have never seen in my 50 years of living a time where the preachers, the politicians, and the economists are saying the same exact thing. Today I was at work minding my own business, and I happened to, a lot of y'all know I work at the airport, but I was, we had just, handled a flight to Korea, and one of the passengers left a packet full of information, and it sounded like this show. I mean, this was a packet talking about, and I look at things like this as a sign from the Most High. I mean, I keep getting these signs. I'm sure you are, too, if you follow the Most High. And it's saying that the dollar is about to collapse. There are so many prominent economists that never talk about anything gloomy that is saying the same thing. I have never, ever seen it like such. Well, so many people is saying the exact same thing. I don't know when it's supposed to happen, but it's going to happen. But let me do this. Somebody just call. Somebody just press one, and I have this rule where when you want to ask a question, I get you in. And so let's go ahead. And those of you, everybody else on the phone line, if you have a question or comment, press one. And those of you in the phone room, chat room, if you have a question or a comment, just put question marks before and after where to stand out, and I'll get that that comment made. But anyway, area code 562-472. Go ahead. You're on the air. What is your question or comment?
No, I just want to say that I've been listening to the news recently. I know things are getting pretty sad. I'm just going to talk for about 20 seconds or so. But, like, I've just been noticing that I'm getting pretty optimistic about this whole New World Order thing, because the Occupy movement. I just think that a lot of people are beginning to wake up to the propaganda that the government has been feeding us. I think so far we're being in a pretty good position with the people rising up, and I think a lot of our focus is being put in the right direction, and though my 20 seconds is up.
Sir? You know, y'all get that? One thing bad about talk radio, anybody can call. And, you know, what gets me is, I don't know if people just think they're too good to talk to me, or if they just flat out ignorant in us and it's just scared to talk to me. But I get a lot of calls from white brothers and sisters, never white females. But these white males come in and say something crazy and just hang up. Now, that was nice. At least he didn't use profanity. But who said anything about a 20-second cutoff or whatever? It's just like they call and say something real crazy, or they have nothing to say. And that is another sign. Please listen to me, folks. When you see people who most likely was educated better than some of us, y'all know what I mean when I say us, that probably went to better schools than us, that probably understand more how economics work than us, not giving them too much credit, but some of this you get with a good education. A lot of us wasn't afforded a good education. When you see people that wasn't able to go to the nicer universities and nicer high schools, and, even if you go to a real good if you go to a real good high school, sometimes you get actually college education. Serious. But when you see our white brothers and sisters come across the line, he might not be educated at all, might even go to school. But I'm just saying, I don't understand why we don't have more white males calling and making sense and going toe-to-toe and bringing out their statistics and saying, Brother Seth, I heard what you're saying, but this is not true, blah, blah, blah. They run like squirrels. They say something stupid and run, especially on Tuesday night when we deal with racism. All I'm saying is this should be a clear sign. I know some of y'all might not agree with me on this, but that tells me they have nothing to say. There is nothing to speak against truth. You don't have anything to say against truth. Truth of the matter is, the United States is going to fall as a world power. Who can refute that? How is it going to fall? That's what we're discussing tonight. How is it going to affect you? That's what we're discussing tonight. Because you, my friend, are researchers. You would be listening to this show. And you're concerned about your family and your children. And you want to know what is the Most High saying. So one of the things we've learned tonight, and one thing we discussed tonight, is for sure we should not be so pro-America that we don't think America can fall. We shouldn't be pro-America at all. We should be pro-planet. I mean, there's some issues where Iraq is going to be more close to the kingdom of the Most High than the United States. Who are you going to go with? Who are you going to go with? Colin Powell and all said there's weapons of mass destruction. George Bush said, man, weapons of mass destruction. Iraq says, no, there's not. Y'all shouldn't come here. You shouldn't be on our soil. Who do we go with? The international community said the same thing. You know, United States, you shouldn't do this. America did not get a whole lot of thumbs up to go into Iraq. But we were so pro-America, we was blind. Just a part of this big, wicked system. Again, lose your loyalty. I'm asking everybody, and I know the Most High is definitely have already said his word. We don't have no right, no spiritual responsibility, no scripture support you being so pro-America. You can't agree or see what our Arab brothers and sisters are saying. A lot of what the Arabs are saying is true about America. But some of us are so in love with this country. It's probably why this little guy just called and said, this is about 20 seconds. You know, because he's probably someone that's one of them. One I told you can't handle the truth, popped on the phone, on the chat line or on this blog and thought he could handle the truth. I wouldn't know what's going on. And because he saw New World Order, he can't handle the truth. You know? A lot of whites are just now coming around because, yes, they are educated here, there, and the other, but they've been educated to believe in this wickedness. I got so many, y'all, whenever on Thursday nights, I'm going to tell y'all what I do. I got so many things to share with y'all. One of the things I want to share with y'all, one of these programs, we're going to be able to talk about statistics. Just statistics, just nothing but how much wealth we have, how much poverty is causing, how much wealth we have, how much poverty we're causing, how much wealth we have, how much is endangering species. I'm going to talk about all the thousands of species that have died. We are killing more wildlife off. We're killing off more animals, insects, in the ocean, we are just death walking. And when we introduce our way of life to India or China, wherever we go with this pollution, they begin to become destructive just like us. There cannot be, and this is thick, it's all in the churches even. It's all in the churches even. Even if the church is really believing that everybody needs to be like America. I was told y'all earlier I work for the airlines, and we always getting missionaries going out and about to preach the gospel. I know some of y'all saying, what's wrong with that, brother? Don't touch that because they should preach the gospel. Folks, listen. I went to India. When I was in India, I called myself wanting to share the gospel. I went with the minister. I really didn't go to share the gospel. I really just went to India just to see India. But I went with a pastor friend of mine, and he went there because he was in crusade in southern India. He went on down south towards Calcutta and all that, and they call it, they don't call it Calcutta no more. But anyway, he went there, and I stayed up into New Delhi. And I got so educated. I understood. Sometimes you need to just shut up. You know, because the truth is often stranger than fiction. Yes, I believe in the Messiah. Yes, I believe in the 66 books. Yes, yes, I believe. But I don't think that the Most High can be bottled up in 66 books. And you don't either if you really think about it. The Most High, those 66 books in the Bible, and all the other missing pages that should be a part of that, I'm not dumb, I know that there's missing books, all of that and some cannot house what the Most High is going to do. He is just too big. And there's a lot of angles of this that India might have that we just don't have. Because we look at the Bible even from a European standpoint. That book is no joke. And we look at, I mean, how many times y'all heard some of y'all grandmothers and or maybe your mom and dad or some of your friends talking about being blessed? You know, this whole thing that Creflo, a lot of them talk about being blessed versus cursed. And when you look at what they call blessed, if you live in some of those other countries, if you left right now and lived in India, some of the stuff you absolutely could not have in India. So what does that mean? You're no longer blessed. For instance, you might drive a Cadillac. You might live in a house, 5 bedrooms, you know, 3, 4 baths, maybe 2 or 3 car garage. You may be really, you know, doing it on American dream, so to speak. So now you, a believer, move to India. We said some of the New World Order. I'm trying to show y'all a teaching that is, even in the churches, you cannot escape this New World Order, this mentality. Watch this. I know y'all saying, what? Check this out. But the way a lot of preachers are preaching, they're talking like you're blessed when you have these American standard things. You know, they want you to live like the commercials before movies. You know, when movies, those commercials, they want all the stuff they talk about in the commercials. There are preachers that actually preach that that's the blessing right there. You got to drive this. You got to live there. Your kids got to go to this school. You got to, and that is God's favor. So now if I pick you up and we move to India and you go into a place where they don't have none of that, but yet you still the same obedient believer, do you no longer have favor now because you live in India? It's not available. I went to Papua New Guinea, and they told me, this is another country, Papua New Guinea, right above Australia. I was in Papua New Guinea, and I was talking to these brothers there, and they said that a gentleman had just come to town, American minister, and I said, who? And I'm not picking on this guy. It just so happened it was Creflo again. So I said, oh, really? What was he talking about? And I said, hold on, before you answer, don't answer. I ran to the car, got my tape recorder, because I did not want people to think I'm making this up. I knew while I was feeling where they might be going. So I ran and got my tape recorder, come back. I said, okay, all right. I hit play and record. I said, okay, now tell me, what was Creflo sharing at the convention? How do you feel about it? It's about 4 Papua New Guineans, including the pastor I was with. He was from Papua New Guinea. You should have heard what they said. See, some messages is just totally irrelevant in Papua New Guinea because they don't have Cadillac. If you dropped a Cadillac in Papua New Guinea, there wouldn't be no way to really take care of it in most of those neighborhoods. It's very rural. So what is prosperity, folks? What we have been told is prosperity in these churches is still a part of the New World Order, ruling and reigning even in the churches. It's got all us running after something that don't exist, putting our kids, we're going to our pocketbooks to make sure we have this certain kind of lifestyle we think is godly or favor from God. In the meantime, we're funding this giant, greedy, capitalistic system that's causing poverty throughout the whole planet. Yes, the New World Order philosophies is even in a lot of these churches. Yes, I do believe that the Most High want us wealthy, but not like some people think, not on what the white man call, or what, when I say the white man, I'm talking about those people in power, not what they call wealth, not what Wall Street call wealth, not what the commercials call wealth. The Most High want us to always have enough. If you don't have enough to do the basics, poverty is of Satan for sure. The Most High never deals with poverty. If you don't have enough money to pay your regular everyday bills, something is not right with your walk. But all this other stuff is what I'm talking about, that we think we're supposed to have. We've been brainwashed by this capitalistic system, and we push this system off on other people, and we make them feel bad because they don't drive us and they don't have that. All this debt. We make fun of people when they pay off cars and their cars are a little older. If they pay off their homes is not a $300,000 home. We make fun of people like that, but in reality, they're more in line with what the kingdom is about than being in debt. Bible says, oh, no man. If I went through the churches, any particular church, and just went through and said, how many of y'all owe, please? That'd be a whole church. I said, everybody owe, leave. Won't nobody be left but mics. Microphone. So I'm just saying, people, this thing is real. When we say New World Order, this ain't just some little phrase somebody making just have a show. This thing is real. This thing is so real. I mean, we can just talk about so many things. Population control. There is a serious thing going on among the elite folks in the upper echelon of the New World Order where they are literally trying to take out millions of people, probably billions. If you think tsunamis are just a natural, something just happened with the water and that, no, a lot of those tsunamis are caused by explosions in the lower ocean floor. It's been proven. That's another video I like to get on is that congressional hearing where they was commanding or they was begging the nations to not engage in weather warfare. Some of y'all don't even believe in weather warfare. You don't think nobody would use the weather because you listen to the weathermen all the time and it seems like it's such a big thing to know. They're not always even right about the weather. Weathermen and government using the weather is two different things. The weatherman is just some little guy that says, you know, but now there are some people that know some stuff. I mean, what do you think would happen if you go to the bottom of the ocean floor and blow it up? You think that water ain't going to just like a, you know when you're in the bathtub and you move too fast to one side or the other to hold the water, you know, go over on the floor? That's kind of what that is. I mean, that's a bad illustration, but that gives you an idea. Folks, weather warfare is not just real, it's old. It's been around for a while. Sorry if you don't know that. I'm so sorry. And this whole thing of democracy, many of you listening to the sound of my voice, you feel like, you know what, Seth, that's the answer. We can just get democracy all over the planet. We can get all these nations to just get engaged. And absolutely, Israel said heart. That's just another one of those things on the list to talk about, Israel. There's just so many more things to talk about. I mean, I got a list. I'm going to read my list to y'all. And y'all want to know just what Brother Seth, any of these I can hit anytime, okay? Listen to this. This is a list of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about 911. I got so much proof that those towers were torn down by our government. It is not even funny. I know some of y'all probably want to leave right now. Oh, my goodness, this brother believed that the government would – why would the government blow? See, that's what I mean by it. Some of y'all can't handle the truth. You're trying, though. I have to get your points. But, folks, we need a hell of an alibi to go into Iraq and to do all the things we did. What better thing to do than to blow up your own towers, which they already said it was faulty anyway. Those towers needed to come down anyway. So you kill about 5 birds, 1 stone. You can kill 3,000 people that you care nothing about. Bring down these towers. It's going to fall anyway. They had problems ever since the bomber drove into caused problems with the foundation. I mean, there is so much proof. I'll tell you a good video on that is Loose Change. But anyway, moving right along, the whole thing about Big Brother, what these networks, even a network like this and Facebook and MySpace and all these networks, what Big Brother is doing now, it will blow your mind. They know everything about us, but they can't stop us. There's too many of us, but don't think they ain't trying. More so Facebook, even probably this site. I mean, this person who created Blog Talk, they might be an innocent person, no mean, no harm, but what they're going to do to the government is say, listen, we need certain things from you. We need a copy of all your, you know, what they're talking about. We need. I mean, for real. I mean, what they going to say? No, I can't do it. Of course they're going to work with the government. Watch this. But the things about some of y'all don't know anything about the Council on Foreign Relations. I know that you don't hear much about them, but they are alive and well, operating in different names. I'd like to talk about the how it started, what they were about, some of the things they accomplished. I want to go back to talk about this New World Order and the Cashless Society, you know, how this the New World Order, one of their goals is to, how we all going to be one, how it's going to look when we keep saying New World Order, but what do you mean, brother, when we say New World Order, where we all have the same cash? It'll be a cashless society, working towards that right now as we speak. It ain't just the euro. The euro is going to become even either we all will be the euro or be some new form of currency. But they've been working on that for a while. How much do y'all know about the Club of Rome? That's something I like to talk to you about. How much do y'all know about the Bilderberg Group? That's something I like to talk to y'all about. There's a lot of information on the Bilderberg Group. This is not something that's just, you can literally flip over right now while listening to me and just type in Bilderberg Group and just get enough reading to last until we meet again next week. But there's a lot going on our planet. I tend to like talking about things like democracy because this is one of the biggest hoax of our time, you know, to create have a nation, make them think that everything is democracy, everything voted upon, but truthfully told, folks, that is a lie. We have never, ever been a democracy. There have always been few people running this country, and there are few people running this country now. Just think about this one little thing. If you don't agree with what I just said, 1% of the United States, the wealthiest 1%, give about 60% of all campaign contributions. I think it's even higher than that. That was an old stat I looked at. It's probably even higher than that, but at least 60%. Think about this. If 1%, the wealthiest 1% of the United States is giving most of the money to campaign contributions right then and there, do you really think that the people and their votes is what's forming our country? I mean, if somebody paid for your entire political career, as far as like Obama had all that money that was raised, do you really think he ain't gonna be loyal to them? If you decide tomorrow, listener, if you was gonna run for president, and I gave you $100 million to do it, or $50 million to do it, or something like that, do you think you would not listen to my demand and what I would like to see done? Of course you would. We lost it a long time ago. We lost it a long time ago. That's why they want campaign contribution reform. Okay? But another thing I like talking about, this is just some of the things in my plate. Yesterday I mentioned HARP, and he just happened to trigger something in my head. I got a list of things to talk about, and HARP is on this list. HARP, some of y'all saying, what is HARP? HARP is a powerful program. Many think is the most powerful weapon that the United States Army United States government even have. And let me see if I can, what I don't want is, well, I don't want to just, but basically HARP is a system whereby they talk about it being for one thing, but a lot of researchers have said that HARP is really going to be warfare against the American people and any other people. There's a lot of things they can do from the heavens. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get some more information on HARP. Haven't looked at this in a while, to be really honest with you. But I know that when I read it, it was one of those things, again, that really troubled me. And see, there it is right there. It says HARP weather control. It's all over. Again, just go to Yahoo and type in the word, or Google, type in the word HARP. It is so much going on with that. It's called let me tell you what HARP stands for. Just some of y'all saying, what in the world is HARP? What are you talking about? HARP. That's what his nickname. This has to do with weather control. And I'm trying to find exactly what the H AARP stand for. But I don't want to get tangled up on just any one thing, but there's so many things that's going on out there. I just want to tell y'all that when I have these shows, all of this stuff is before me, and I just don't know which way to go. It's just so much evil going on so many levels. But it means high-frequency active auroral research program, high-frequency active auroral research program. And they make it like it's just a research program, but there's a lot of critics and activists that say, no, y'all trying to control the minds of people, control, because they literally can point this machine at a group of people and can control thousands. They can make you, trying to think of the word I'm thinking of, but you won't be able to even really, it controls the mind. I mean, not putting thoughts in your head, but you're not able to. It's a frequency that just kind of disable you is what it does. It just basically disable you. You just can't function. You know, like they said, there's certain noises that the government have where they can put this siren on or this noise, and you just won't be able to function while it's on. It does something to equilibrium, I want to say. But it just breaks us down as mentally where we can't focus. And I'm not talking about just a loud noise like a loud radio. This is something to get into the psyche. These people, they're pretty intelligent. But anyway, HAARP is another one of those research programs that a lot of people are protesting and feel like, no, these people are trying to. And you know what? Let me just do this. This is the one I can't see. I knew what would happen if I pulled this up. It would pull me in. And this is something I want to read this to you right quick. It says, weather control is the act of manipulating or altering certain aspects of an environment to produce desirable changes in the weather. Weather control can be, weather control can have the goal of preventing damaging weather, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, from occurring, or cause beneficial weather, such as rainfall in areas of experiencing drought. Now, that's how they, talk about weather control like it's something great. Now, if you think that they're just controlling the weather for those reasons, you need to go and think again. That's the good side of it. But the bad side of it, they can use weather control to kill millions, and they have with these tsunamis. A lot of this stuff is just them testing. So I said, why would they test and kill thousands of people? Because these people have no value for life. America, United States have a lot of history, y'all, of doing just that, doing things to its people. I shouldn't say America, the governments of the world, I should say, have done things to its people, have murdered its people. These people are not like us. I know y'all saying, why would somebody kill 3,000? That's the way you and I think. Oh, my goodness. Why would you do such? No, these people are different. It's like the whole Tuskegee thing. Y'all can understand that, I'm sure, where they injected these black men with syphilis. But they said, we got to understand what this drug do, so we're going to just get the part of our society that's the most, least desirable of people, and we're going to just toy with them. And they do that. They've done that. That's all they do. They've done it more than just a Tuskegee. They do it to their own. White people have done it to white people. I mean, they have done that forever, folks. And some of y'all just need to, I don't know, got to keep reading, keep researching, because y'all don't believe this stuff. And it's true. But the Tuskegee thing is nothing compared to weather warfare. These people can kill thousands. A lot of these tsunamis, if you think it was just a natural thing, think again. And you know what? I know y'all saying, oh, you just saying that. You don't know that. You have no idea how much research I do before I open my mouth. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to go. Now, this is something I want you to go to right now. Go online to a website, my favorite, called truth11.com. Everybody just rush over to truth11.com, truth11.com. And I want y'all to just look at all of the research that have been put in. This is like a Walmart of things that are going on. Now, this site will depress you. I mean, for real, I'm warning you, this site here will depress you. What they do, they get all of these factual things that's going on the planet, and they put it all on one site. You don't have to go to prisonplan.com. That's just one little Alex Jones talking about a few little things, some things, you can't always trust everything he say. I'm saying this is all of them come into one site. Truth11 is the largest site on the New World Order, truth11.com. Somebody can post it. I would appreciate it. I got other things. I got a list of things I'm look over here. But anyway, there is so much going on in our nation, folks. We are, and the big thing I'm trying to extend, I thought Brother Joseph was going to call, and but it's no big deal. I always got something to say whether or not people show up or not, but he was supposed to call, and it's okay because, again, I got so much to say, it ain't funny. But one of these days, we'll have a show devoted on these different topics. Right now, I'm just trying to go through and just list some things that some of y'all probably have never heard of, and you can go and research yourself. I encourage everybody listening. If somebody once told me this, I'm going to tell you the same thing. If you want to know what's going on, if you want to know what's going on in our world, look at economics. Look at the Federal Reserve. Look at the IMF, International Monetary Fund. Once you understand the Federal Reserve, once you understand the purpose of the International Monetary Fund, once you understand the purpose of the World Bank, you see how they relate to each other along with the United Nations. They swore to me, they said, you will have no problem understanding what is going on in our world. But you've got to understand the economics. And I've learned that what these people told me is very, very true. We look at racism, just for instance. Racism is just one little ism. There are so many other isms, sexism, religion, classism, patriotism, all these little isms to divide us. But when you look at economics, it makes racism look like a little, look so small. You want to see true slavery, the true nature of this country. If you want to really understand what exactly you mean when you're saying America or the United States, you got to understand the economics. And even what I've learned so far about it is just mind-boggling evil. I cannot express to you in these little 2 hours how wicked we are. How much poverty we're causing all across the planet. How we have a hand in Haiti. Remember Bill Clinton? I know y'all like Clinton, some of y'all. And remember Bush? Both of them promised to go and help Haiti. What have y'all heard about it? They opened up, they set up funds to where people send millions and millions and millions of dollars. Right after they did that, the Haitians started complaining, they wasn't seeing none of that money. If I told you that Clinton, Bush set up these organizations to benefit off the Haitians' pain, you would probably just say I'm crazy and go to another blog. But there are people that wicked. Don't trust me. Listen to the president of Haiti. The people, they say they're going to help, but we haven't seen the money. I mean, who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Wickedness beyond our comprehension. We just have to believe the scriptures and believe the Most High. That's how we know it exists. That's how we know he talked about these days, these times. He talked about this evil. Book of Revelation is full of it. Not just the book of Revelation, the entire Bible. But these people are some very wicked people. But have hope. I don't want to be just preaching a hopeless message. We as believers, if you call yourself a believer and you're following the Most High, we don't have to worry. We eat these people for lunch all day long. We eat them for lunch. I bet a lot of y'all didn't send a penny. You probably, just felt like, I don't know. And you was listening to the Holy Spirit. It wasn't going to get to Haiti nowhere unless you take it yourself. So you did right by not giving a dime. Those of y'all that gave money, I feel sorry for you. Because, well, no, why you say that, my brother? I'm trying to help them out. Yeah, but this is some wickedness. Unless you can get that money directly into the Haitian's hand, you need to keep it right in your pocket and just do right by Haitians here in the United States. In other words, the weak, the powerless. There's a lot of organizations, if they really want to give millions, they can give millions. But your little $5, $10, $20, $100 ain't going nowhere. I don't think it's going to make it there if you go through Bush and Clinton. That's what I believe. I think they use that money to fund future things they're going to do in the future. It's just that simple. I don't believe it. Now, the one singer, I can't think of his name, who was from Haiti, I do think that he took the money and he did right by it. But, folks, you got to be very careful. These people are very, very, very wicked. I do want to, and I'm going to probably next week, I'm going to try my best to get this book out and go through these secret societies and let y'all know exactly what these people do. And I know some of y'all will be waking up to that. And you try to say, well, Brother Seth, what's the purpose behind you doing all this? Purpose of me doing all this, the Bible tells us we're supposed to be aware of the times. The Father has commanded us to be aware, or we should know the times and the season. The Bible says no man knows the day or the hour that the Son of Man appear, but we can know the season. We've got to know what this United States is, what exactly is going on, and we need to know that the last thing on the earth we need to be doing, folks, is sending our kids to go fight in these wars. And I'm sorry, I know some of y'all serve in the military, but I vehemently disagree. That's the last thing we need to be doing, is going and sacrificing our children at the altar of the New World Order. Secondly, if possible, we need to fund, and this is how now I'm talking about how to be proactive here. This is how you fight against the New World Order. Always look to spend your money and invest in companies that are smaller. This is what Occupy Wall Street, a lot of them are saying, which is good. They're kind of late with it, but there it's very true. If you've got a choice between going to a big chain, food chain store and a smaller store, and the price is about the same, go to the smaller store. It's the lesser of the evils. I mean, they don't have the kind of power yet. You always want to go with smaller, the powerless, support powerless stores in terms of, because once you get corporations like the Kroger's and the Walmart's, oh, my goodness, that's when your money is funding terrorist organizations for real. Walmart. As much as I like Walmart, just seem to be, you know, I like going to one place and get everything done, but I have to, when I go there, I'm under a lot of conviction, because Walmart is one of the number one places on the planet that have these sweatshops. They, oh my goodness, they do not have a good track record. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to see if I got this video still in the queue, that I did a show some time back talking about all of these corporations and all of the sweatshops and the conditions these people work in. I mean, you go in Walmart, it's so nice and pretty and everything's green. And I mean, the colors is what I mean. It's all set up nice, but if you see who and where that stuff is coming from, you would never walk in a Walmart again. But you can't stop there. It's all these major chains. Kroger's, it's all these major chain stores. So what we say, what Occupy Wall Street is saying, again, that's old. They've been saying it forever, but always take your dollars to the smaller shops if possible. And while you're at it, I would say go ahead and support the Nation of Israel. When y'all see so-called African-Americans trying to do different things business, why? Because they are one of the lost tribes. I'm sorry. You don't believe it? That's a whole nother show again. That's another show. But it's in the archives. I've already talked about that for like 3 months straight. So go to the archives and listen to my show, Proof of Biblical Israelites. But support Israel. The Bible says, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Okay? This is just some of the things you can do. Folks, please keep Africa, African nations in your prayers. I mean, I don't think we understand how much evil is done against those countries. There's basically a sanction against all African countries. That's why Gaddafi is dead right now, because that man really was trying to lift that continent, and they just had enough of him. But, I mean, if we could see, oh, my goodness, I just wonder, what would happen if a Condoleezza Rice or somebody decided they were just going to come clean and tell it all. Of course, they'd be dead the next day. But I just wish one would have the guts to say, you know what, I'm about to tell it all, because I helped Condoleezza Rice owe her people, so-called African-Americans. She owe us a book where she just can need to tell it all. So will President Barack Obama. when they get out of office, they owe it to their people to tell the truth, because I know they have seen some wicked stuff against us as a people. They just couldn't talk about it because of their position, lest they be, you know, taken off the planet. But, folks, I know by the Spirit, and this is another thing I want to say, that's another one of those shows I want to do in the future, is how do you really know a lot of this, Brother Seth? Now, I happen to research everything I've shared. I've spent I either have books in my library on it. I have audio presentation, video presentation. I know people that work in certain aspects of government. A lot of this stuff I'm saying, I happen to find hardcore data. But I want to talk about another kind of way to find truth, for, and that is by the Spirit. Some of y'all get real, what's the word I'm looking for? You just lose it when I say the word Spirit, or finding something out by the Spirit, because you just don't believe in the Spirit. Some of y'all just got to have a textbook, got to have a video, got to have audio, or else you just don't believe it. But some things you can know by the Spirit, and really when the Most High show you something, it's more complete than looking at a book. I mean, I know America is Babylon for lots of ways, just, you know, that I can prove with textbooks and audio, video, and people I've met, you know. I've gotten to numbers of some congressmen people. If I told y'all right now, you would not believe that you don't have that person's phone number. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on in our society, but watch this. You can know by the Spirit. If you really want to know what's going on our planet, just talk to your father. That's the Most High, what I asked him back in 1988. What is really going on? What is really going on? I have a family, Father. I love you. I love your word. I love your people. And I want to serve in your kingdom. What is going on? I don't want my family to be a part of the curse. I don't want my family to suffer. I don't want my family to struggle. I don't want us, if martial law does happen, I don't want to be one of those through in these prisons. I don't want my children, I don't want my sons, my daughters. What can I do? How can I be proactive against what's coming? What father would hear a son say that and not give him no direction? What father would hear his son say, Daddy, I've done everything you told me, and I need to know more. I want to know more. I want to know how to protect myself. Can you imagine your son or your daughter calling you, if you have kids, and say, I want to be safe. I don't want to be poisoned. I don't want to get cancer. I don't want my children learning the ways of the heathen and forgetting their ancient ways. I want them to stay with the culture that you've given us. We don't want to have an early death. I don't want my children, so-called professionals, making six-figure income, but their mind gone. Have no loyalty to their people. They just making money for the sake of making money. Father, give me something where my children won't have to walk down this path. What father on earth is going to say, no, I'm not going to do it? But that's the way the Heavenly Father is. He cares about us. He loves us. I don't think we can comprehend the love of the Father. But if you look around you, look at the little things around you, you can see that there is this strong love that's very strong. A lot of people, when they died and come back, they talk about this feeling of being accepted by this being that was just overwhelmed. They talked about the love. A lot of people talk about bright lights after they die, but then that's the next thing they talk about, is this overwhelming feeling they get of being loved and received. He loves us, folks. He loves you, listener. And no father is going to leave his children out for the wolves to devour. I just believe that if we as a people would follow 2 Chronicles 7:14, I think I got that right, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. You got to humble yourself because you are nothing without the Most High. Some of y'all are too hardy. I should have said some of us can be too hardy. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then he would heal from heaven. That's what we need, and heal our land. We need the Most High to be a part of our lives. We are going to win. We will not be affected by no one world order, new world order, one world government. These folks, we eat for breakfast. I mean, they are nothing to the true church. They are nothing. The church serves Elohim that is going to squash all other governments, according to Scripture. The kingdom of the Most High is going to squash all other governments. That's why it pays to love everybody. Walk in love. You're going to win. You're going to defeat your enemy. The Most High is going to protect you. Don't forget we have angelic beings walking around here. The Bible says, again, like I said earlier, be careful how you entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unaware. Again, the Scripture says, be careful how you entertain strangers. But some have entertained angels and they was not aware. One more time. The Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers. That means you're going to come across some people that you don't know. Be careful with those people, strangers, all strangers, because some people have literally entertained angels and they did not even know it. So all I'm saying to you is this, the Most High, the kingdom of the Most High is real. It started in the hearts of men, just simply surrendering your heart to the Most High. Yes, Father, I believe in you. I believe in your word. I submit to you. That's how it started. But when we submit to him, everything we own, everything we're connected to, falls under the kingdom also. And that's a physical kingdom you can tangibly see and touch. If I own a home, let's just say I own a five-bedroom home, three baths, you know, and I own a company. When I submit to the Most High and give him my heart and follow his will, my company is a part of his kingdom. And if I can get my whole neighborhood to do the same, let's just say in make-believe world that I got my neighbors to all fear the Most High and bow the knee and submit everything they have to him. When you come into our neighborhood, that neighborhood is part of the physical, in-your-face, tangible kingdom that's spoken of in the Bible. The Bible talks about how his kingdom is coming. More hearts are going to yield to the Most High. More hearts. More hearts. More people are beginning to listen to blogs like this and say, you know what, there is something going on. I need to start considering switching my life, turning my life over to the Most High, seeking his will and his word. It's happening. And those people, as they bow their knee, the Most High also get their possessions. And this is what we call the kingdom of the Most High coming to earth. It's here, and it's growing, and it's growing. I'm glad to see that you are part of the kingdom. Hopefully you submit everything you have to the will of the Father, where he can use your instruments, your homes, your cars, your bank accounts, your business to promote his kingdom. Hopefully you're part of things that don't destroy the earth, because if it destroys the earth, it can't fit in his kingdom. Hopefully you're not a part of hating people, because if you hate people, you're saying stuff, the white man this, the white man that, I'm talking about in hatred, then you can't. That can't fit in the kingdom. Okay, so his kingdom is here, folks. This is not some hocus pocus pie in the sky. It's a literal physical kingdom where the Most High rules and reigns over all things. So again, we have the things, and as our hearts submit to him, He rules not only just our bodies, but our things. And if we do it right, fast forward into the future, this earth is going to be restored when the believers, when the earth turns to the Most High. And I don't believe ever going to come a day everybody will, but I just believe that those that do, this is a part of the new kingdom of the Most High. Now, some of y'all are listening right now, and you don't understand what I'm saying. You don't even believe it, because you've been taught all your life the kingdom of God is going to happen when the Messiah comes to Jerusalem and he's going to rule. But you got to ask yourself this question. How does all that look? How does it look in a natural world? If you're trying to explain it to your children, what do you mean, Daddy, a kingdom coming? I got 90 seconds, so I got to wrap this up. But I'm just saying to you, folks, there is, it's already here. The kingdom starts in our heart, and it's going to be seen. Like I said, if my whole community turned over to the Most High, you'd be looking at the kingdom. And if we get right, we did right by the sewer system, and did we can do the sewer system in a godly way where it wouldn't cause cancer. And anyway, I run out of time. Folks, I got 60 seconds. All I'm going to do is ask every single one of y'all to go to the website, go to my front page, go to the website. Please join our website, www. I'll type it in the chat room. But listen, thank y'all for stopping by. You are part of the solution. You are part of the solution. There is no way you'd be listening to this show this time of night if you wasn't a part of the solution. All I suggest you do, encourage you to do, is keep submitting yourself to the Most High. And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Every person that rises up against you in judgment, you're going to condemn. That's what the scripture says. You can't be defeated. I can't be defeated. So let's not let this. So anyway, I love every single one of y'all, and there's nothing you can do about it. There is nothing you can do about it. Thank y'all for stopping by Five Smooth Stone.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to the beat right now! Oh! For the kingdom's up for violence, but the violence, take it! Take it! By force! We'll be right back.
man.